Hello there and welcome back to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppleberry, your host, and yes, I'm still a donkey living in Jerusalem with my brother Korn, who's a sloth and frankly much better at staying still than I am at staying on topic. Today we're diving into a fascinating question from Daniel about building the perfect storage foundation for a multi-drive system. Before we begin, my usual disclaimer. Everything you're about to hear is generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while I'll do my best to give you solid information, please double-check anything critical before implementing it on your precious data. Daniel's asking about something that's really at the heart of modern system administration. How do you build a storage foundation that's both robust and flexible? He's got four SSDs that he wants to pool together, with the goal of creating a unified storage system that supports easy snapshotting, rollbacks, and most importantly, the ability to treat his operating system as just another layer that can be swapped out without touching the underlying storage infrastructure. This is actually a brilliant approach to system design, and it's something that enterprise environments have been doing for years. The key insight here is separating your data persistence layer from your operating system layer, which gives you incredible flexibility down the road. Let's start with your file system options, because this choice will fundamentally shape everything else you can do. You mentioned looking at BTRFS, ZFS, and XFS, and each has distinct advantages for your use case. ZFS is probably your strongest candidate here. It's designed from the ground up for exactly what you're trying to achieve. ZFS can create storage pools across multiple drives, handles snapshots beautifully, and has excellent data integrity features. The snapshot and rollback functionality is particularly elegant. You can snapshot your entire system state in seconds and roll back just as quickly. ZFS also handles drive replacement gracefully. You can swap out drives in a pool without downtime, and it will automatically resilver the data across the new drive. The main consideration with ZFS on Linux is that it's not part of the mainline kernel due to licensing issues, but it's very stable and widely used. Ubuntu actually has excellent ZFS support these days, and you can even install Ubuntu directly onto ZFS during the installation process. BTRFS is the native Linux alternative and has many similar features. It supports subvolumes, which are perfect for your use case. You could create separate subvolumes for your operating system, user data, and applications. Snapshots in BTRFS are also very fast and space efficient. The advantage of BTRFS is that it's in the mainline kernel, so you don't have to worry about third-party modules. However, BTRFS has had some stability issues historically, particularly with RAID configurations, though it's much more stable now. XFS, while excellent for performance, doesn't have the snapshot capabilities you're looking for built in. You'd need to rely on LVM snapshots underneath, which adds complexity. For your specific use case, I'd lean towards ZFS. Here's how I'd structure it. First, create a ZFS pool across your four SSDs. You have several options for redundancy. You could do a RAID Z1 configuration, which gives you the equivalent of RAID 5, losing one drive's worth of capacity, but gaining the ability to lose any single drive without data loss. Alternatively, you could do a striped mirror setup with two pairs of mirrored drives, which gives you better performance but the same storage efficiency. Once you have your pool, create separate ZFS datasets for different purposes. You might have datasets for root file systems, home directories, application data, and so on. Each dataset can have its own snapshot schedule and properties. For the operating system layer, here's where it gets interesting. You could create a dataset specifically for OS installations, then use ZFS snapshots to create different OS environments. Install Ubuntu in one snapshot, and if you want to try a different distribution later, you can create a new snapshot and install there. If something goes wrong, rolling back is trivial. Another approach, which might be even more flexible, is to use containers or virtual machines on top of your ZFS foundation. You could run your operating systems in LXC containers or virtual machines, with all the persistent data living in ZFS datasets that get mounted into the containers. This gives you incredible flexibility. You can spin up new OS environments in minutes, and your data persistence is completely separate from your OS choice. For the practical implementation, starting fresh, here's what I'd recommend. Boot from a live USB and set up ZFS before installing any operating system. Create your pool, set up your dataset structure, then install Ubuntu into a specific dataset. You can even use the Ubuntu installer's ZFS support, though doing it manually gives you more control over the layout. Make sure to set up regular snapshot schedules. ZFS has tools like ZFS Auto Snapshot that can automatically create and rotate snapshots on whatever schedule you prefer. I'd suggest frequent snapshots during active work periods and longer-term snapshots for major milestones. For drive upgrades over time, ZFS makes this relatively painless. You can replace drives one at a time in a redundant configuration, or if you're adding capacity, you can add new drives to expand the pool. ZFS will automatically rebalance data across the new configuration. One thing to consider is that ZFS can be memory hungry, particularly for deduplication if you enable it. Make sure you have adequate RAM. The general recommendation is at least 8 GB for basic ZFS usage, more if you're doing deduplication or have very large pools. Also, consider setting up ZFS monitoring. Tools like Zpool Status and ZFS List become your friends, and you'll want to monitor pool health regularly. ZFS is generally very reliable, but like any storage system, it benefits from regular health checks. The beauty of this approach is that once you have it set up, changing operating systems becomes almost trivial. Your data, your applications, your configurations, they all live in the ZFS layer. The OS becomes just another component that you can swap out as needed. This kind of infrastructure thinking is really the future of personal computing. We're moving away from the traditional model where your OS, applications, and data are all tightly coupled, toward a more modular approach where each layer has clear responsibilities and interfaces. So to directly answer your question, yes, starting fresh with a ZFS foundation underneath Ubuntu is absolutely the way to go for what you're trying to achieve. It'll give you the unified storage pool, the snapshotting and rollback capabilities, and the flexibility to evolve your system over time without major disruptions. That's all for today's episode. If you want to dive deeper into ZFS configuration, the OpenZFS documentation is excellent, and there are some great guides on the Ubuntu Wiki for ZFS installation. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry reminding you to always back up your data, even when you have fancy file systems doing it for you.